Before I get into the homily, just a reminder that Ash Wednesday will be March 2nd, and there will be a 6:30 p.m. Traditional Latin Mass here at St. Mary's Pine Bluff. We have in today's gospel Christ going up to Jerusalem, and his apostles did not understand it. And then moving from that into the story of the blind man who was healed by his faith. In today's first reading, we have St. Paul talking to the Corinthians about charity. And that charity, the section that we read today, is put in St. Paul's speaking to the community, calling them to really live in union. And a part of that union is, prior to this section, he talks about all the many gifts, all the many parts of the body, and that they all should ask for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but they're meant to bring communion, to lift up the body of Christ, and to recognize and acknowledge each other in their giftedness, honoring them. And so this charity that St. Paul is talking about is in that context. Certainly strive for the highest things. Strive for faith, hope, and charity. But that charity also has to be very real and very concrete. And so I find it interesting that in today's gospel, the apostles are the ones telling the man, shush, be quiet, leave us alone. Christ is the one who calls him. And he not only gives back the man's sight, but he gives him communion and union with him. And that communion and that union with him means that this blind man began to follow Christ in that charity. So love for God himself, for the person of Christ. So I think it's important as we prepare ourselves to enter into the Lenten season that we keep in mind that we are striving to live out our Lenten practices in charity. Certainly, it's supposed to elevate our minds and our hearts to focus on Christ alone, on God alone, but that union with Christ in love of him also draws us to concrete acts of charity to those who are closest to us. And I think a part of that, too, is a proper self-love. If we don't truly recognize the gift that we are, it's hard to give ourselves away unless we have self-possession, self-mastery. And a part of that is respecting and honoring that which God has created in us. And once we come to that firm understanding and foundation, then we can give ourselves away completely. And it's not self-hatred. It's actually a great oblation. It's a great offering. And Christ teaches us that way. And so these are just some things for us to reflect upon as we prepare for Lent, as we prepare to live out our Lenten season with great charity.